Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. Okay, so this is going to be a big conversation. And I'm also aware of the fact that I don't even know what I don't know here. And I have my own prejudices that I have no consciousness around yet. So I just want to start this episode by saying that. But I am willing and open to learning. And this feeds on from my last episode, which was about seeking to understand rather than judge. And further to that, seeking to understand and be curious rather than trying to defend your position. And I see this happen so much in the world right now. People not open to others' experience or frustration because they don't want to be seen as wrong, right? Like we don't want to be seen as wrong. So often we will defend our position rather than question it and rather than take it on board. And for me, this has been a conscious choice because I used to be, like, to be honest, a racist dickhead. I didn't get it. I came from a defense position and I didn't seek to understand. And now I'm in a different place and I've learned and grown and more want to learn and be open to that experience. And so I open myself up to tough conversations, to conversations that have the potential to make me look like I don't know what I'm doing or like I'm offending someone or like I'm getting it wrong. But I am here to learn and grow. And so without pushing myself beyond boundaries, without having conversations that provoke thought within myself, without curiously questioning my own beliefs and stories, that's just not who I want to be in this world. And no growth happens. And I deeply value compassion and understanding. Connection and expression are two of my core values. So I have opened myself up to having conversations in day-to-day life, but also on my podcasts, where I have been afraid that I would say the wrong thing. One of those episodes was with Sean D'Souza recently on Make Some Noise. Sean is trans and LGBTQI+. I may have missed a letter there because I'm still learning. And a migrant from India. And so that was actually really scary for me to do because I didn't want to come from a position of ignorance. I don't want to look like an ignorant asshole. I want to seek to understand. And during that conversation, we spoke a lot about having allies and using our privilege to And you're not obligated to. You don't have to do anything with this information. I'm just sharing it. But if you feel called, then why wouldn't you use your privilege for good? Why wouldn't you use your privilege to open up wider conversations? This is what I choose to do with mine. And that doesn't mean you have to. But even if you're just like, I don't know, having these conversations inside your head, have them. Question your own biases. Question your own judgments. And be willing to be potentially have things pointed out, and then not come from a place of defense. You know, when I went back and when it was first pointed out to me that that podcasts or like, it was actually pointed out to me by a number of people, but one that stands out is Elsie Escobar, who is my friend from She Podcasts and the Feed podcast from Libsyn. And she runs this thing called the E-League, which I generally am always a part of because I just love her to bits. And Elsie is a big advocate for getting more voices out there for women, particularly, as we're not exactly, you know, totally privileged as women, but also specifically around people of colour. Elsie's from El Salvador and just a total legend. So she's really passionate about that, and she was kind of asking the question, like, have a look at your back catalogue of interviews, and is it just various shades of white? Is it primarily men? Is there a diverse range of voices that you're representing on your show? Because we as podcasters have the power, right, to give others a platform to use their voice. And okay, yep. And so I went back through my catalogue because I thought, oh my God, I wonder if I have been contributing to this like whitewashing of the podcasting world. And I went back through my catalogue, and yeah, it was primarily white women. But I did have a good amount of gender diversity, sexuality, you know, diversity of sexuality, diversity of colour, of backgrounds. And so I was like, okay, cool. So I'm naturally already doing this. But it also brought into my conscious awareness, how can I be having conversations, these conversations, more frequently, because there is a lot we can learn. And if we seek to understand, if we are willing to have the conversations and be open to being corrected without shaming ourselves, right? Because we do only know what we know. Like, there is nothing wrong with, you know, you not understanding that using the word tribe can be offensive. But when you have that awareness, instead of defending your position, what about if you got curious about it and was like, okay, so if tribe is offensive to a minority, maybe I should stop using it and maybe I should choose a different word. Like community. You know? Yeah, I mean, there's so much more that I want to explore and probably will later on in this show around this, because I feel like there's a big piece, as particularly as a white woman living in Australia, I have my own kind of displacement going on. You know, I love this land, I love this country, but I'm not a traditional, not the traditional owners, and I'd really love to, sorry, I'm just looking for my poo bag. I'd really love to understand more about the local culture here. But then there also becomes this question of, like, where does it become appropriation? You know, like, where we just can't come in here as white people and even though we took over their land, then also take over their culture, you know, and use it as our own. So when, like, as this really global society, where do we stand on that currently? And we only really figure that out by opening up a dialogue about it and listening and seeking to understand rather than judge or defend. So just some thought-provoking thoughts for you, and it's I'm only touching the tip of the iceberg here, you know, because there's so much and so many different angles, and there's just so much in this, and I would like to be having more conversations about it, and it may be a little mini series within Make Some Noise eventually, where I do open up these conversations. But I guess what I wanted to do was just open up a conversation with you, and, you know, I guess checking your privilege and using it for good. Just being open to, because while we're afraid and we're not engaging because we might get it wrong, you know, when I talked to Sean D'Souza, I had said in the introduction that I recorded post our interview, I'd said, Sean is, you know, explained who he was. And I'd used the word he. And he came back to me, or they came back to me, and said, I don't use the pronoun he. I use they, them, there. And, you know, it's easy to go get over it. But that's bullshit. And yes, it takes conscious practice, because even now I'm so conditioned to see someone that looks like a man and say he. So I have to be willing to, you know, become aware of my own language and the things that, and honor the fact that does not make them feel good. So why continue to do it when I can learn and grow and change and be more compassionate and understanding and make these humans who have felt alone and segregated from society bring in a sense of inclusivity, bring them into the conversation? You know, growing up in Melbourne, I remember just, you know, having, oh my God, I sound like such, I don't know, like I really even hate saying this because I'm just going to say it. So I remember thinking about, like, you know, all of the Vietnamese would live in Springvale and they would be in their own circles. And then, you know, there was this area and that's where the Greeks live and they would all be amongst themselves. And these migrant groups would, you know, congregate in certain areas and stick within themselves. And we're like, well, you can't, you know, oh, that's not very inclusive. Like, you know, but what are we doing as the majority to make people feel included? We have the privilege here. And with privilege comes responsibility, whether you like it or not. You don't have to do anything with that privilege or responsibility, but I know I want to, and I know that's the kind of world that I want to live in. I want to live in a world where there is compassion and understanding and inclusivity for all. And that comes through seeking to understand, not seeking to judge or defend. It comes from an open mind and an open heart. And that's my invitation for you today, is to start getting curious as to where your curiosity lies. What conversations could you be opening that could give you a better understanding of where someone else is coming from? And this doesn't have to be a race, gender, sexuality, you know, thing. It can be a seeking to understand your partner, seeking to understand your child, seeking to understand, you know, seeking to understand rather than putting people above or beneath you. Okay, so that is today's podcast episode. Hope you have enjoyed it. If so, you know, please share it around. Tell people why you love the show. And if it comes up in conversation, what podcast are you listening to? Get out their phone, subscribe them to Carlosophies, and make some noise. All right, guys. Humans. See, this is another thing. You know, using girls. Some people find offense to that. So instead of girls, guys, whatever, I try to be consciously using the word human. And if that becomes something that, you know, you can be like, oh, it's political correctness gone wrong. And maybe it is. I don't know. But for me, I want to be the best, most inclusive human that I can be. And that requires sensitivity. And of course, as I've said before, 10 million times so far, understanding, curiosity, and compassion. Peace out. Oh, actually no, because there is one last piece I want to say about this, right? And that is, tokenism serves nobody. So don't just go from the pity place of like, okay, so now I need to find a black person to be on my show. No. That is not how it works. Or now I need to get someone trans on my show. No. Yes, in some respects, go for it, but not if it's for the tokenism piece. If it's for the understanding and the sharing, then go for it, right? But not just to fill quotas. And there was something else I wanted to say about that. Yes, okay, so when I was talking to Sean D'Souza, I had said to them, it's not your job to educate those with greater privilege. And they had said to me, no, it's not. But, you know, and they are open. They are open to having these conversations. They are open to correcting you if you get something wrong. But do some research first. Be respectful in the questions that you ask. Not, you don't know what you don't know, and no one is expecting you to know everything. Nobody knows everything. Everything is constantly changing and evolving, and perspectives and are changing and evolving. So no one is expecting you to get it right, and no one is expecting you not to have any blind spots. But be sensitive, you know, and do a little research. It's not that hard to Google correct terms for non-binary humans, you know, like it's not that difficult. And then just be open and sensitive. Okay, that is it. I know there's more because I've just opened like a total Pandora's box here. There is way more. This is just the surface, but we have to start conversations somewhere. So this is the beginning. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.